Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We are a teammate down this week as Bob is very lucky and in America. However, we are very happy and pleased to announce that we do have a special guest this week, a guest with over a quarter of a million followers on TikTok. His own podcast on the bench is, of course, Joey Jokes. Joey, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, cheers for having us, guys. Yeah, I think I might need to look at that on the bench name. Did you see that Simon Squibb recently? You know Simon Squibb is, yeah? Yeah, like literally, he did his thing where he like approached someone in the street and he was like, "What's your dream?" and all that. And this lad was like, "Oh, I've got a podcast and like I want to get Ian Wright on it and all that." And Simon's like, "Yeah, I'm going to fund your dream and all this." He said, "What's the name of it?" And he's like, "It's on the bench." So that's like getting tagged in it loads. So I'm going to have to like change the name or something.
Well, no, you I don't know, you could make that work though,
A
you know.
nightmare.
You could make it work, I think.
Or you could change it to the name of a podcast that
Honestly,
no one listens to, like Keeping Up Appearances, if you want.
you know,
We need to get Simon Scribe's number, see if he'll fund us.
fair, we are the wrong people to speak to about names and podcasts, to be honest. Any legal advice, don't come to us. Right then, so Tosh has promised a great game of Linky for today's episode. We haven't had one in. When was the last time we've done a Linky?
Just before Christmas thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We haven't had a Linky for a good few weeks, so we are sure this will be a good one. Who normally wins? Should
Sean's
you
top dog at
go on?
Linky
You are quite
usually,
good at it,
but
aren't you?
we have got a
Man.
Linky, another Linky player in our fold here, so
So
yeah.
it'll
No,
be a
I
bit of
played Linky
competition.
so much in lockdown. Honestly, it's the only thing I did.
I was a big lockdown player as well, so I got into
Yeah,
it as well.
well, I got a whiteboard, mate. I'm ready. I've come prepared.
Oh, love
Sean is looking nervous, I've got to
I know, honestly.
say.
I'm normally dealing with these morons, Callum and Bob. I can't believe this.
Sean doesn't even
Big
listen to the
myself
first
up
three
now.
clues
Useless.
usually. Right then, so just a reminder for any of our listeners who've maybe not heard it before, Linky, a game, board game. We've applied it to a football, so there's going to be four questions, each with a link. The aim of the game is to get a link as quickly as possible. So we do it, Joey, on this channel, where if you can send it in the chat as early as possible, more points
All right.
available. So 4 points available for each question. Three questions, a maximum of 12 points. The most points at the end wins. I think I've explained that reasonably clear enough. So once you know it, also as well, I think if you've played Linky, you know if you go in early and you get it wrong, you can't go in again. So gotta play the percentages here. Right, I've got three questions. I can't wait. I've got one which I think is quite difficult, so I'm gonna try and go with one of the easier ones. Just get us all warmed up. First question. The second most popular name for a king of England in which eight kings have shared the same name. So, eight kings have all shared this name. Message me, yeah, privately as well. Remember, not into the group. Second question. The man who killed John Lennon, Mark something.
That was a question for Bob, that way, isn't it,
Yeah, I should have been here, really.
really?
Now, these I can't decide which one to put in order. I think these are both giveaway clues. So, if something is too powerful to be conquered, it could be considered what?
I'm gonna lie, I've come in strong here, and I think I've got zero for three so far, so I'm struggling. Give it the big one, aren't I?
Oh
Fucking
no,
hell.
I've pitched the questions too difficult. I'll
No,
change that one there. Too powerful
that's
to be
all me, mate.
conquered or defeated,
Can you
maybe.
repeat? Can you repeat that third one, please?
The third one was if something is too powerful to be defeated, you could consider it to be what?
Something I forgot how to put the key.
Oh no.
Oh, a nightmare. No, I'll be good. I'm good.
Right, I reckon after this one. Maybe the question, I reckon we'll get this one. So, the last question, no one's in at this point. So, even if we've all had a disaster here, we're all on an equal playing field. The largest airline in the Middle East based in Dubai. What's the largest airline? Probably one of the largest airlines in the world, I'd say.
Okay.
So, that's
Right.
all the clues. Everyone coming in for 1 point.
If I'm right there, I think
Good.
I've been I think I've done over by the fact that's almost too simple. I'm used to you go like having a bit more layers
All
to it.
right, so don't be showing off.
Listen, I'm gonna send you something now. Just
It's
we have,
a safe space, shall we? Don't worry.
yeah, everyone's got 1 point there. Everyone's in, everyone's right. So just a reminder of the answers, we had Henry, or you could say it another way, Chapman, Arsenal's probably maybe most famous manager. I shouldn't have said Arsenal, I'm just giving the game away. The next one was Invincible. And then
Yeah.
the Emirates.
I did.
I
I'm
was
not.
really struggling for the Invincible.
As soon as I heard Chapman, I was gonna put pundits, as in like, because he's just got the match of the day job. But then Invincible made no sense. So yeah, you've done me there,
Know
Toff.
what? I could try and come up with a clue that's invincible. That means
St
invincible.
Michael
Sounds a
Jackson's
bit like
2001
Invisible.
album.
I had someone checking if there was any albums or something, but no one would have got that
Michael
one, would
Jackson's
be.
comeback, You Rock My World, was on it.
Great song.
I
Right
had
then.
Henry and Qatar, so I took the
The bad clue, isn't it? That no one gets any of the answers, but they get it from the first one, from the very first question. So you should have gone in after one, really. That's your lesson for the next one. Right then. Oh, no. Oh, I thought that was the easiest one. Right then. What went down to Georgia in the Charlie Daniels songs and was also in disguise for Elvis? I'm going to see if I can. Yeah, go on, we'll go with that. It's the first one, that's okay. Okay, next one. Two famous buildings in New York are nicknamed Trump and Freedom. What? So Trump something and Freedom something.
I'm gonna go in here, Tosh, I think.
Callum's going to come in. I'm not going to tell him if you're right, Cal. Callum's in. Third question. A diagram you could use to map your family heritage.
Yeah, I think I've got this one.
I've gone in, but I'm not sure.
Last one then. Aslan, Mufasa, and Alex from Madagascar are all famous examples of what? So Aslan, Mufasa, and Alex from Madagascar are all examples of what?
Fucking
hell.
My prediction is Sean would have stipulated a specific thing in his answer and might get the point on this. If Tosh is being kind or not.
Am I looking for a club again, or is it anything football
No, it's
related?
anything
Anything football
football
related.
related. Sorry, we should have made that clear. Sorry.
I can't believe you plumped for Alex from Madagascar, Tosh. I wasn't expecting that today.
Ain't got an out, I'm afraid, lads. That's
Oh,
me
he's
out.
out. Okay, yeah, no,
Yeah.
fair enough. Well, we've got two answers in. So the first answer was the devil went down to Georgia and the devil in disguise. So the devil. We then had Freedom Tower and Trump Tower. Callum came in after that one. We then had a family tree. And the last one was lion. Callum, what did you plump for?
I think icons on club badges, as in the United Devil, Everton Tower, not a Forrester Tree, and then Chelsea Lion.
Or Aston Villa.
Last Villa.
Sean, what did you specifically say?
He said
I said
Tier. I
Premier
knew you were
League
gonna say that.
badges.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I'm going to give it you, Callum, I think.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Yeah, fair play for getting it after two. Yeah.
So that's 3 points for Cal, two for Sean. Right, then the last one. Now, this last one, this is the one that I was worried about. So I've actually got five
I
clues
tell
for
you,
this. And the.
Joey's more worried.
I'm sweating here. I realize we're on Mastermind. I think this is the hardest link. So I think I've got a fifth one if it's gone really badly. And the fifth one should give it away. So, right then.
Should I go 5 points then, though? No, just go 1 point for
Let's
the last one.
go. Yeah.
So, first one. Famous Match of the Day and Robots Wars commentator, Jonathan. Okay. No one in yet, I don't think. Were you about to type there, Sean?
So I've typed something that I think
Oh.
it might be, but I'm not going to enter it just yet. I'm waiting for number two.
The equipment used to start your car when the engine is dead. Jump something. So, yeah, equipment used to start your car when the engine is dead. Jump something. Not coming in, Sean.
I've changed it.
Ooh,
I've typed
bottled
something new
it.
in, but
Bottled it.
I'm getting closer.
Last one, and the third one, sorry. Famous McDonald's slogan. Might be usually followed by better, better, better.
You love a little sound bite that's going at the start of the episode. You know what, Tosh? I reckon I might go in here.
I reckon if you got what you've, if you know it, you'll get it from that. But if you don't, you don't.
I don't know what that third one hasn't helped me, but
Oh, no.
I need points to be calm, so I'm just gonna go for it. If I lose, I die on my sword.
Last one then. Well, potentially the last one. The female singer from the Black Eyed Peas. I think I have used that question before, but.
I also
Title.
think I'm very wrong.
I was banking on you, Sean. Oh no. This is what you get when you make them on the way home from back from school instead of giving it some proper thought.
Man.
Gonna have to, I can maybe wait for and give you the fifth one, Callum, if you don't want to dive in. If it's the fifth one, I reckon Sean gets to come back in, though, I reckon.
I think I've got, well, my answer is kind of makes sense for the last two clues, but definitely not the first two. I'll just go with it. It's,
I'm gonna go
you
with
know,
some. I'm gonna pass my. gamble. Oh, here we go. I like
There
it.
we go. See, this is
Gambling. Gambling.
gamble.
You still got another clue, remember that, to be fair.
It's all right,
If
go
you want,
for
like,
it.
I've got a bit of bonus fifth one.
Come on, have a bit of bottle, Sean.
Can we hear the fifth one? Even if everyone's in, can we hear it?
Yeah, go on. And you can come back in there, Sean, for half a point.
Okay.
Oh, did you already guess, Sean?
Yeah, Sean guessed early.
I went
Do
in
you want
after
me
four,
having a
yeah.
go, or do you want the fifth one?
You been in early there, Sean?
I had to.
Gamble, didn't he?
I had to take a risk, haven't you?
Yeah, good point. And that's
I'm
why
writing
you're
an
not.
essay here. I don't think I'm right with writing
He's
an essay. Yeah,
guessing what the fifth
yeah.
clue is.
Right, then the fifth bonus clue would have been former Coronation Street actress married to Mark Wright.
Didn't.
Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
No. Type that. God, I typed that all and then went with what I typed in. Oh my God, I'm fuming. Typed it and
that's
then
what
went.
Linky does to you. That's Linky. That's
Oh, that's
Linky.
linking.
Do you want to type in now, Joey, just to get the point? You can get a bonus point. Have you got it yet,
Yeah.
Sean?
No, that
Finally
hasn't helped
done,
me.
Sean. This is the real achievement. Show him who's boss. I think Callum has toppled you. Oh, right then. So we had Jonathan Pierce, Jump Leeds, I'm Loving It, Fergie, and the last bonus one was Michelle Keegan, which all link to Kevin Keegan's rant.
Get in.
Callum got it after three clues. As he says in the famous bit, like he said about Leeds, and when you do things like that about a man like Stuart Pearce, sorry, I've kept very quiet, but I'll tell you something, he went down in my estimations, and sum up, I will love it if we beat them. So, works, Sean.
In my defense, I did think of that, but then I thought the quote's not "I'm loving it," so I dismissed it.
Got a bit of poetic license with that one, to be
I've managed to
fair.
get an answer there close to that, and you're moaning that no, there isn't another fast food chain that says I would love
I
it.
would love it.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Just
My
because you got
initial one
beat.
that I put to you was Beckford goal
Yeah.
against United in the cup, and
That had a few links.
I thought it's because it was Leeds, and I thought you knew that I was a Leeds fan, so I thought the next one was loving it, like as if I'd love it. I was like, I was just waiting, mate.
Well, yeah, you've
Hooked.
got a bit of the link. Got half a point for that. In fact, how many points do you need to beat Sean? I'm going to give you 3 points for that one. So, Callum, have you ever won before, Callum? Did you own it was just you versus Bob?
I can't remember, to be honest, not too sure.
Well, unprecedented anyway. Yeah, Callum taking it with 6 points, Sean three, and Joey two. Good win, Callum.
Well, then.
Thank
Well,
you
then,
very much,
mate.
Al.
Right. Okay, then. So now moving on to M5, which I'm going to lead on as well. So last week, we have, fortunate for all the fans, you've already had since this episode, two in a week, two bonus episodes. Fantastic. So, which pod did you put out both of them on poll, Sean?
Yeah, the studio one went out, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, you'll have a look at your best FA Cup moments or your best way to start the new ground at Everton. Have a little look and see and check it out. So, this week, in aid of our guest, we're going to look at Sunday League players, and that's going to be the theme. So what we're going to think about is current players, or not current players, players who've played over the last few years who we think could have come straight out for Sunday League, and whatever reason that might be. Would you say I've explained that right, Sean?
Yeah, I think the main criteria is they fit like a Sunday League stereotype. So like, it's not the bad enough that they could, because obviously Bob would have gone Jack Harrison. Like, we're not saying a terrible player, we're just saying someone who fits a stereotype of someone in Sunday League.
You know what, though, just on that theme, I was thinking Jack Harrison. I knew that was too obvious, but I was thinking there's in Sunday League, you often these days you get someone who's like, they
Yeah,
said, oh, he's
well.
played in America, or he looked like that, but also like he's played in America for a few years. He was basically pro in America.
Yeah.
So I was thinking you could have Jack Harrison for that, because that must have been where he played his best football. Although
Yeah.
we have got a Leeds fan on it, you might disagree.
Yeah.
What are
He was
your
good for
thoughts
us.
on him?
No, he was good for us.
Yeah.
Going back.
I'm back next year. Right then, who will start us off? We'll leave our guests and we'll leave me for a bit. I've done my bit.
Want me to go?
Yeah, go on, Sean. Since you did so badly on Linky.
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. This is me here. Yeah, me punishment. Right, so I decided to go this week. I was a bit torn. I was thinking about all the stereotypes of a Sunday League player. You've obviously got your flashy players, you've got your like your hard as nails or your bigger lads at centre half, you've got your mad keepers. And then I thought, I'm gonna take it away from the football. And I've gone for the scourge of Sunday League players all over the country. And I believe that that is the manager's son, who no matter how good they are, they somehow worm their way into the team. Whether that's starting or on the bench, they'll always be first sub on. And I think there's no better example than that in my lifetime, anyway, of a player. I mean, I know people talked about Darren Ferguson last week, obviously, when he was up against Everton. But for me, there's no better example than Alex Bruce,
Yeah.
who has charmed his way through his dad into a very respectable football career, playing in the Championship for most of his career, a couple of years in the Prem, based on limited ability, or I mean, he was all right, wasn't he? But limited ability, and
Started the
just
FA Cup final for all, didn't he?
he
Against
did,
Arsenal.
yeah. When he went, I think, didn't he like miss a chance to put them 3-0 up or something
Oh, yeah.
after like 15 minutes? It was mad, wasn't it? Because
I
he went
know the
2-0 up.
score was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah. Are you from Hull, Joey?
Yeah. To be
Yeah.
fair, like, I had the season ticket when it was in the Prem. I had like season ticket for a few seasons and stuff. So I used to go when I was younger with all my mates and stuff. So I do Wycombe and stuff. So yes, yeah, still keep tabs. I go every now and then because my mate works for like the trust there, so he always gets me tickets. So I'm always going there and stuff. So yeah, I watch him quite a bit.
So you saw Alex Bruce in the flesh.
No, oh yeah, in the flesh. Yeah, I wasn't actually in Wembley, but yeah, I've seen him a few times.
What was he all right or?
Nah,
There we go.
bollocks.
That's exactly what I needed. So I had a look at like his stats on his like Wikipedia and stuff, and He's had obviously quite a long career. He's had so many loans, like an insane amount of loans. But then he's played in the Premier League twice, both of them under his dad. So when he was a kid, I can't remember who he was. He started Blackburn and went somewhere else, and then magically got a move to Premier League Birmingham. Played there for a couple of years under his dad, drifted away, blah blah blah, and then ended up back at Hull. And in fairness, when he went to Hull, he were in the Championship. But then when he had that little spell in the Premier League, at which point Bruce was manager for part of it, he found it as first team place, starting place in the at centre half. And again, after he did that, after his dad left, drifted back down the divisions. He's actually also, as well, amongst the many, many loans I've said, two or three of them have been clubs that his dad used to manage. And I almost feel like in those situations, Steve's definitely been on the phone being like, come on. So at Wigan and Huddersfield, he's been on loan with them as well. And I just think that kind of player in Sunday League, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm no guaranteed starter at Sunday League, but I don't always think I deserved a game more than the manager's kid. We had in my first ever team when I was like 8, 9. We had a kid who was the coach's son, and his name was Sparky. So
Good name.
I hope he was an electrician because he did not deserve that nickname. And the coach used to say to us, "Give it to Sparky." Do you know, as
He
if
call
Premier
his own
League.
son Sparky?
Yeah. And he had the nickname because he was rapid. That's what he said. He was fast. And that's literally all he had. But he used to play every week. And
Was your
he.
nickname at the opposite? What was the opposite of Sparky
Maybe. Not like that, I don't know.
for
But
you?
yeah, he used to play every week and he used to drive me mad. And I think that was only a kid then. Obviously, as you get older, maybe as you get older in Sunday League as an adult, you think your dad can't really be doing that for you. But then imagine going as high as the Premier League and your dad's still like giving you game time out of like other players or the pros who've worked hard to get there, and then you're coming in brown nosing off your dad. It must be infuriating. So yeah, I think he massively fits the bill. Bang average player, if that, and yeah, somehow managed a respectable career. He's now a manager himself, no doubt. He'll end up giving game time to Alex Bruce Jr. and the cycle will continue forever. That's what I'm expecting.
Fair play. Do you reckon there is that thing like it definitely happens in the Sunday League? Do you reckon the players are generally saying that behind the back, like it literally just his dad type thing?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I read an article the other day about Alex Bruce, and it said for a lot of Hull fans, he was never more than the manager's son. And you think, like, he's about 30 at that point. He's in the Premier League, and the fans are just like, nah, you just can't get on board with it. And I just think it must take some front, do you know, to be like, I don't know, I couldn't do it with me. If I was in the team and I know I didn't deserve it,
Yeah, for a
then
few grand a week.
I mean, if
Yeah,
I was in the
to
team, you know there's a problem.
be
But yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't do it with me, and just think there's lads there that definitely deserve it more than me, and I'm taking his space in the Premier League. I don't know. It's awful. But then I suppose, as we said, he is remembered for the FA Cup final. So maybe that's how people now think of him, as he almost won the cup. Don't
think people call Steve Bruce Alex Bruce's dad now on the back of
know. Probably, actually,
that.
yeah. Yeah.
It's similar, like, was it Romeo Beckham who was at Brentford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't have been at Brentford.
Nah, absolutely. He was Brentford B team, wasn't he? Which
Yeah, Brentford
I think they
B
invented that team just for him,
team.
just so they could put him on like Instagram and that.
Yeah. They're saying, like, all of Rooney's kids seem to be like, surely one of them kids has got to be not good at football by, like, the
Yeah,
law
they've got to
of
be.
averages.
Or one of the kids probably doesn't like footy. Do you know what I mean? I want to like the four lads. They might just, I'm fed up with this. I'm watching footy every day of my life. I just want to like colour in or something. And all of a sudden, he's
Rooney or
getting
join
dragged.
him.
You what?
Rooney or join him in the colouring.
Yeah.
Good shout, Sean. It is the stereotypical Sunday league player and a
Yeah,
manager's
the
son. That's
worst.
it.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
about that. Go on then, on that note, Callum, you hit us with yours, please.
From one manager's son to another, I was the manager's son for a long time.
Always will,
Yeah,
now you've got a game.
you could back it up though.
Yeah, the problem was I was the fall guy, too scared to drop anyone else. It was like, yeah, you have to be sub today. Cheers.
Yeah. I know my son's a pushover. I'll get him,
Yeah,
aren't
exactly. That's what it was, yeah. Bully me son. And so as Sean mentioned, there's a few different kind of types of Sunday league player. He said that the manager's son. He said that one that you get like that maybe the overweight player you know is a baller. And that was kind of one I was thinking along the lines of. I speak to, me and Tosh are definitely big fans of him. Honourable mention to Lee Tomlin. I
Baller.
think baller, both feet, unbelievable. He looks like a Sunday League footballer, but was doing Champions League things with the ball. But I end up going with another type of player, Sean said, which is kind of the flashy player. And I think a lot of Sunday League teams have that kind of skillful player, but it can go one or two ways. Sunday League teams have a skillful player who everyone hates, or they'll have a skillful player who's kind of rugged and raw and is very, very, very likable. So the player I'm going for is someone who actually moved from Sunday League to the Championship just 5 years ago and is now lighting up the Premiership. I'm going to go with Illiman Ndai as my Sunday League player. Someone who made the jump, as I say, from Sunday League straight to the Championship, which is like an unbelievable story. I know we see like the Vardy story where it's like he kind of worked his way through the levels. And I literally went from Sunday League with Rising Ballers to Sheffield United, which is just insane. And obviously went from Sheffield United to Marseille and now to Everton. As I was thinking about my nomination for this week, and I was kind of speaking to Sean about it as well and the lads, I think when I was thinking of like Sunday League's obviously the style of Sunday League and the way it's played is so different and so far removed to the Premier League. Premier League's very like robotic now and kind of players just doing the same thing and same football. And Sunday League and like the grassroots pyramid is not that, and we want to keep it not that for as long as possible. And I think Ndai is kind of a bit of a throwback to maybe kind of Sunday League and how football should be played, not like it is in the Premier League these days. He's exciting. He wants the ball. He's skillful. He plays with a smile on his face. He always wants it. He does seem to be quite likable. I think player his own teammates seem to really like him. Opposition seems to kind of like him and appreciate what he's doing. And I think he's just one of those players where you had them on your team, you'd be like, yes, you'd just be made up to have him die on your team. And he'd be someone, I think, if he was on the opposition, you'd kind of quite like watching him. And you'd be like, that was a great goal or that was a great skill. So, yeah, my Sunday League player is someone who jumped from Sunday League to the professional game and plays like a Sunday League player, not like the robotic Premier League players of today. I'm going with the very skillful and exciting Illiman Ndai.
I think you're right there. And when you said, like, if he was on your team, you'd be buzzing as, like, a, well, I'd say former. I don't want to write it off too much, but as a fullback, he very much is Sunday League. Because I know if he was playing in front of me, he wouldn't be helping me at all, buddy. Like, there's no way he'd be getting back and helping me. So,
Going that way,
I thought you were going to say, as like a fullback of the other team, that when he turns up after, like, and he takes the kick off, and you think, oh my God, I've got 90 minutes of this against me. Is this, I mean, like, got a mate, Ed Mitchell, haven't we? We've mentioned who's talked about, like, he plays on, like, the Sunday League in London, and he always says, like, there's lots of, like, in London, obviously, like, fast people. He says, like, just as a fullback, it's terrifying. Imagine Ndai coming at you for 90 minutes, because you know the other team, they're only passing it to him, aren't they? That everything's going down the left-hand side.
He's this Barky, isn't he? Give it to Sparky.
But he's not the one who the fullback would want to kind of just like completely wipe out. I think you'd be thinking,
Oh, we would.
quite I've quite enjoyed playing against him. Sean, you'd
No,
like him. You'd like him, Sean.
I'd want to wipe him out. I just want to get near him. That's the problem.
I'll be able to.
Sean would be trying.
He's the likable one.
I ended up playing fullback towards the end of my footballing career. I literally started as striker and obviously worked my way back down, right? So towards the end of, like, playing footy, I was like left back. And I turn up to games looking as I do now, so I've got a bit on, obviously. And then, like, literally, it's so Sunday League, isn't it? And they're like, get at him, he's got, you've done him for pace, you've done. And I tell you what, there's no worse feeling, is there? When you turn up and minute one, they're going, you've done him for pace. I think, fucking hell, I could be in watching fucking scores rolling, you know what I mean?
Doesn't
And they
want
was
to,
right, they
Johnny.
had me for pace. They had
We've
me for pace, episode.
seen you in person, centre mid, running the show in that charity
Ah.
match last year.
No, you.
Running the
He was
show.
watching the wrong game.
Didn't you just before that as well? Did I see on Instagram? Did you play with or against Robert Pires?
genuinely, if you let me indulge for a minute, best 3 days of my life. and like, I'm about to have a kid in April. I don't even think it's going to come close. Genuinely, like it was insane. Like basically, I was scrolling down Instagram one day, and it had nothing to do with social media. I literally just applied for this competition through Bwin, and my mate had done it before. Like he'd managed to play like the F2 boys, right? And after the Champions League final. So I'd seen this one where it was through Bwin, it was a Europa League final, applied for it, thought nothing of it, and then they got back to us and said, like, you've made it to like the final four of your stage. And basically what happens is they put four Instagram profiles up against each other and you had to like, do whatever you can for votes. And if you finish in top two, you got to go. So I was up against this like I was so lucky that I had like a few followers. So I was like pushing out to everyone. I was in the lead by a mile. I thought, oh, easy. But towards the end of the time, like it was 24 hours. Were coming up, this like German bloke was getting right up to, and he overtook me over the end. And when I finally got there, I said, "How the hell do you overtake me?" It turns out he actually plays in the German Baller League, so he got Lukas Podolski and Alicia Lehmann to put it on their stories. So, fuming. But no, but honestly, like they put us up in like this real nice hotel, flights, accommodation all paid for. Like, we got there the first night, and there was like a sign saying, "Joey Kill, like, come, like, get on the bus and stuff." And then we went to train with Diego Forlan and Robert Perez. Like, I was team Forlan, so we went with Forlan, literally just doing shooting. It was mad. Whereas Perez was doing like tactics and stuff with his team. Like, I was so nervous as well. Like, so I was like, shooting practice. I just smacked the first one I hit, I smashed Forlan straight in the sternum, and he was stood nowhere near the goal. So, and then, honestly, I was so nervous. It was mad. And then the next day we got to watch the actual final where it was like Luckman scored hat trick, didn't he? And then the day after we played at the stadium like 4-1 against Perez, and yeah, it was unbelievable. Scored a hat trick, couldn't believe it.
Did you?
Oh man,
I've seen one of the goals, I think, the little
yeah,
glancing header.
that's the only one I share. Basically, mad. There's like the standard was all over the place. It finished like 14-11 or something like that. But there's this last in goal. And I tried for my second goal. I tried to do like a chip through ball in my own half, but I put too much power on it, and basically it's bounced. And she's like gone up to catch it, like it's bounced over her head. So effectively, I've scored from inside my own half and they've
No, you
either.
are.
But I just dare show it because it's
Oh,
like it's
Fallon,
better.
I'd be proud of
I don't know. Do you know what though? We was losing at half time, and we was thinking like, oh, I wonder how serious he's taking this. Mate, he got in and ripped into us like mad. Because basically before the game, he was like, just keep it simple, it's a massive pitch. But they have these like German freestylers there. And he was like, just keep it simple, like you'll be knackered and stuff. They didn't pass the ball once. They were trying like Raburners us and all sorts. And then he got in at half time and he's like, everything I told you to do, you've done the fucking opposite. Honestly, it was class, I was loving it. That was gonna air wankers.
But did you win?
Yeah, we didn't. Then we came back. Honestly, it was like it just could not have gone better. Me and my best mate did it. It was class.
Wow, that's boss. Was
Unbelievable.
Forlán and Perez good?
Oh, like unbelievable. Like a joke how good they still are. Like, Forlan didn't even need to get out of second gear. He played centre half towards the end because it was fucking shit. So he was like playing centre half and sort of structuring the team. But like the weight of his pass and stuff was just a joke. For the one you saw that I do put on socials where I did the header. Forlan whips that in. So like I've actually been assisted by Diego Forlan.
That's
That's cool.
quality, that. That's so
It's
good.
mad, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's
thought my claim to
all
fame was
downhill
real.
from here.
Yeah. I've played against two pros.
Oh
Conor Coady and Maynor
oh, sick.
Figueroa.
Yeah, how come?
They just turned, well, Coady's a mate. And then
Yeah.
where we used to play in St. Helens by us, Maynor Figueroa just turned up one day.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. And he
That's
was
mad. Just
good. I can't
turning up.
imagine how good Forlán and Pérez were. If they
Oh,
were that
mate.
good, yeah.
I'll tell you, I've played against Dean Windass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
Played
love him on this
against.
podcast.
Yeah, he's mad, isn't he? But basically, towards the end of his career, he'd like dropped down the leagues, and he basically just helping out like a Saturday league team. And I played for this Saturday league team. It was in like County Prem or something like that. And he'd playing for this team. So I was like marking him at a throw-in. I thought I'm going to try and give him a bit because it's Windass. So I was like pushing him like that, and then mate, he just literally turned around, elbowed me in the eye. And grabbed my bollocks. I thought, right, fair enough.
That better
But
or
yeah.
worse than being assisted by Diego Forlán? Is that
Yeah.
which one I prefer?
Yeah. He
Yeah, I
scored that
can't believe
game.
you
We
didn't
won
open
1-0.
with
It was
Windass.
class. Yeah. No, sorry, I got another one. You know Tom Kearney as well? He used to play for Hull, but like he was really young when he was coming through. And like, I was on Facebook, and like he was about probably a couple of years younger than us. But on Facebook, he was like friends with everybody. So like, I messaged him one time after like a after he'd scored against Everton, I think actually, and I was like, "Oh, good goal today, mate." Mate, he's got back to us, hasn't he? And he was like, "Oh, cheers, mate." And I was like, "He's gone on to do decent stuff, hasn't he?" But there was a period of time when he was on Facebook just saying like, "I'm having a kick about in the park today if anyone fancies it."
Did you go?
Just
Yeah.
looks funny. Nah, I didn't, to be fair, bought a
Wow. Don't need it, do you?
You
When
don't
you're
need it.
playing
If you're
with
playing with Forlán and
kind of
Pillage, then
fun,
you're going to
yeah.
knock around with Tom
Big
Kearney. You're
boys.
best. You're best than
Fuck
that. That was something when he scored against Everton for Hull. He didn't score again in the Premier League for like 10 years for Fulham. And the next one was against Everton, I think, as well. I think like he
Oh,
went a
was
massive gap, and it was they were both against Everton. But
Sounds
as is
like
always the way.
it.
Right then, it's been so long since Callum said this. It wasn't I, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Joey, do you
I'll
want to go
go
next?
if you want.
Go on then.
So yeah, I was racking my brain really. Like you said, there's loads of different types of Sunday league footballers, isn't there? Through my process here, I was thinking, you know, like sometimes you need a ringer, right? And quite often you get like a rugby player in as a ringer. So I thought like Adama Traore looks like they've just they needed the they had the bare 11 and needed a player. They've contacted the local rugby team, got him in. So Adama Traore is one I was thinking about. The King was another one. Just don't go training. Don't go training, but turns up on a day. Class. You see him all the time. And then I'd be pissed off as well. He hadn't been training. He's playing over me. Be fuming. Similar to what you said earlier as well, with like, you know, that like someone who's like just wants to do tricks all the time. But I've gone a different route where like this would annoy the shit out of me. Anthony. Can't stand him. Little rat. I can, but he'd be like negging me and stuff, and I'd hate it. But the one I'm properly going to go, sorry, I've gone for loads there, but the one I'm properly going to go for is big Kevin Davis. Big striker, up top, pigeon chest, black boots, the bollocks.
Yeah, no,
That
he's a great, he's so Sunday League, and he's great.
there's loads of out there. If you look through the league, like John Parkin, people are, even
Remember
like
him, yeah.
Kevin Nolan, he's in the same breath, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's a few, isn't there?
Yeah.
That Bolton team was half Nolan's and Davis's and half a
Yeah.
Koch's, Jorg, Evs and Co, wasn't it? What a dream team that is. That's a
It's
Sunday League team
imagine
itself.
merging of Sunday League and Flair.
I like some of the ones you said as well. I like the different styles. I think that Traore is exactly that, isn't it? Where you think after 2 minutes, like of seeing him when he runs down the wing, you think, "Oh my God, what a player we've got here!" And then you see him like trying to cross it, and you
In
think, "Actually,
delivery.
oh my God, I wish someone to take him back."
It's mad that you see him all the time. Play five a side on a Monday night. You've actually saved me. I can't play five a side because I'm doing this night. So, but I'm buzzing because I'm past it, lads. I'm past it.
Who's taking your place,
But
like Thierry Henry or something? Or
do you know what? I actually think we've sacked it in tonight. We can't get a team. So, probably could have done
oh
with Adama Traore. But there's this team of rugby players that do my head in because they're all massive. And like you pass the ball and then they come in afterwards. My ribs are still in bits from a couple of weeks ago.
no, big Kev. Though again, did he end up playing for England, Kevin Davis? Did he make
I
a
think he
cap
got
for England?
one
I think he
cap
had
on
one
it,
cap, I
didn't
think,
he?
didn't he? Unbelievable. Again, like sort of that point to the end, I was still quite an underrated player by the end, wasn't I? You
Yeah,
know,
but
an overrated, underrated, yeah. He
even at
was
the
a
start
decent
of when
footballer.
he was at Southampton, wasn't he, in Blackburn, like mid-90s, he was like quite a good young player. Like you think he probably would have
Scores
got a
that
bit
goal of
more of a
Goodison for
sniff.
Southampton where he like runs the length of the pitch. Not that all. It doesn't always have to link back to Everton, but this time it does.
Generally does when
Yeah.
it's people scoring, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's probably his first goal that as well. But
Do you
yeah.
know what, though? Tosh, I think that might be a good time. Speaking of like bigger fellas with just a class, should we talk about your goal at the weekend?
So you go back to Joey. No, I'm here. No. Yeah.
He scored
Well,
an
so
overhead at the weekend, Joey.
false.
nah.
Joey, the worst overhead you've ever seen. No, we were.
Nah, can't be.
I still play a bit of Saturday League, Sunday League. So yeah, we were playing a cup match. We won fairly comfortably 5-0. I made a 2-0
Yeah.
with,
Another
as you
kick.
say, I've been going around saying overhead kick, and it was technically by the letter of the law, but it was sort of one of them. I can't actually remember the circumstance, but I very much fell down on the floor and kicked it in over my head. So I got up saying that that look as good as it felt? And everyone's like, no. But there
Oh,
was where he put the manager put in the chat, like the group chat, and there was lots of the lads not playing, like, and yeah, and Tosh scored an overhead kick. And I was just thinking no one's actually said, like, yeah, but it was the worst overhead kick ever. And
I'll be
some of
honest,
the
Tosh.
players who
I think he
weren't
probably just
there, and I'm
assumed
thinking
that.
they might be thinking, God,
He's got
didn't
to be,
expect that
yeah.
from him. But yeah, no.
Class. Love that.
Yeah, well, as I say, and then there's rumours that the game is one of them at that pitch. They've got one of them big camera things that films
The
videos,
VRs.
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah,
so there's rumours there's footage, but I'm praying the
hello.
footage isn't doesn't come out.
Yeah. Playing double speed. So it looks
But like one of Bob's cousin, in fact, Kieran, scored an unbelievable chip, like from about 25 yards, he chipped the goalie. So like I was going around saying, it was two great goals today, wasn't it? I remember getting that chip, wasn't it? But like it was actually good. But yeah. Now as I say, if the footage ever comes out, I will allow Sean to put it on the socials, but you will also see it's the worst overhead kick you've ever seen from about 4 yards.
Man.
The
I've had
all-time
something
good.
similar. I've had something similar. I literally
Yeah.
did the same, like just fell backwards. And
Yeah.
then I ran off as if I'd scored, won the World Cup or something. But
Yeah.
later on, this lad in the same game scored the best overhead kick I've ever seen. So he was like, and then he came up to me, gave me some stickers. Like, yeah, yours was good, but mine was better. I was thinking, mine wasn't even good, mate.
Right then, I will finish us off then. So yeah, I had a few different ideas around this sort of thing. I as I mentioned at the start, I was sort of thinking Jack Harrison because of tick two boxes, because for us he's about that standard, but also that I've noticed you do see that a lot more once you get to our age. Like someone comes and they say like that idea, oh yeah, he's good. He was basically pro when he was in lived in Australia for a couple of years. But I'm actually going to a thing close to my heart that I've mentioned quite a few times in the pod is when you get up against a player who's just an absolute snide, a player who's just immediately when you play against them or you play with them, everyone in the league hates this one player. So I'm gonna the best mold I've got at the moment. Obviously, Jamie Vardy's a bit of an obvious one, but we mention him all the time. So I'm gonna go Mark Cucurella, and I
Ah,
think
yeah. Hate that little weasel.
everyone hates him. And even just the trend recently, I swear like three people have pulled his hair in like the last like few weeks or something. So yeah, I just think he's that type. It's also the hair as well. I feel like when you play up against that Sunday league and you see someone with that hair, you're like, especially when we were younger, when all of us probably had the same short haircut. If someone had long hair, you're like, what's this fella up to? Why has he got long hair? He's the one we're gonna kick. And I think he's a bit like that, but I think Cucurella very much ditches it out first. He's such a snide, he's always kicking and
Yeah.
pulling. And you can see that like people hate again, like going against him. And I think I never really knew about it. And then obviously he played a part in knocking England out. I mean, not like beating England in the final. Obviously, he was singing that song about Haaland. And then like he's been sent off a couple of times. He's obviously had people pulling his hair. I think he's just now well renowned for being that sort of snide, for want of a better word. But you can just there always is that someone who's like we had a guest on a few weeks ago, one of my friends, well, our friend Sean Cunningham, who he won't mind me saying he was very much that player for us. Everyone in the league for some reason hated him just because he was a bit mild. He liked to leave a kick in and things like that. So honorable mention to Sean as well. I think Cucurella is very much the Sean Cunningham of the Premier League. Yeah, I just think that was something I think you always sort of you hate it when you're going up against them, and especially if you're one on one against them, because the sort of people who are taking it too serious, you are, like grabbing your own corners, like pinching you and stuff like that. And you're thinking it's just not that serious, mate. Like I'll just
Yeah.
go and stand outside the box. I don't even want to edit, that sort of thing. But yeah, I think Cucurella is someone obviously a bit flash. You maybe don't see too much of like a nice silky. He's a good footballer, but. Yeah, I think his snideness and his ability to wind people up is something that reminds me of Sunday League.
Yeah, no, I don't know where his like kind of fake hard man image came from. All of a sudden, right, he was kind of like he felt like he was the hardest on the pitch for some mad reason, and doing like obviously torn all Haaland and all that. But I don't know where that came from. Kind of
Yeah, that's what I mean.
overnight,
It sort of
he was
sprung up.
overnight. He was like, yeah, I'm the hard man on the pitch. And like, I don't think you
Why
are,
is he calling out
Mark.
Haaland as well?
Yeah.
It's insane, isn't it?
And again, I think first game of the season, like Haaland, like spun him, didn't he? And like
Yeah, bodied him, didn't he? Yeah.
immediately, didn't even like manage to get half a
Yeah.
Premier League game without it backfiring on him.
I'll
But yeah,
tell
no.
you who else is in that ilk as well, is Diego Costa.
Oh,
He's like spitting his hands and stuff, didn't he, and throw it. He was mad.
I think, well, we had an episode, one of our early episodes, where our theme was like that football and snides. So we had like a lot of mentions for Costa, like Simeone. We said, I believe South American is the perfect mold for it. So Costa was obviously, I know he played for Spain, but born in Brazil. So Cucurella is very much the South American variety, I reckon.
Do you remember that time Costa played against Everton? Was it like 6-3 or something? And he just had Coleman everywhere. I remember like in that game, I was supporting, well, I wasn't supporting Chelsea, I was supporting Costa. I loved him in that game. I
He
was
was brilliant.
he had Coleman literally eating out the palm of his hand. It
He
was
had the whole
unbelievable.
stadium eating out the palm of his hand, to be
Absolute
honest.
master at work is unbelievable. That's why,
Wowed up
like,
everyone.
I do respect the likes of Cucurella. You need them in footy. You need them in Sunday League, and you need them in the Premier League
I
because
don't think you do need them in
you
Sunday
do
League.
because you
Oh,
need to see the downfall. Like Cucurella did all that in the Euros with all the Haaland stuff. As you say, he got humbled early on, and then was it Tottenham the other week when he kept slipping and
yeah.
threw his boots in the bin? It's like
yeah, they
stuff
did
like
a
that.
thing
That
about it, didn't they? An
brings,
advert and that.
yeah, that brings football together when everyone's made up that this has happened to this fella. I think you need it.
I think you need it in football. I don't think you need it in Sunday League.
Why can you be bothered being that in Sunday League? I think
Yeah.
it's like, who cares? What a yeah.
It's all a dynamic, though. That's what makes a Sunday League team. You need all of these things together. If you've got a team full of big hard men, it doesn't work. And plus, the likes of Cucurella gives the hard men someone to kick, as you say. So he is serving a purpose.
Good point.
It's a trash talk I can't stand. You know, like if I'm honest, I'm terrible. Like when I'm doing my videos and stuff, I think I can be quite witty in that. But when I'm face to face with someone trying to trash talk me, I fall to pieces. Like literally, I've had it loads for when I was younger. There was this lad, and he was looking me up and down, like, "You're small, aren't you?" And my reaction to that was, "Yeah, but I'm fast." And I wasn't even that fast.
I thought you were going to say
I've had
Perez
loads.
was giving it large to you. You're
Yeah.
getting him a bit mouthy.
Yeah.
Right then, I think we're all in some good suggestions there. I assume we're not going to have an obvious one, Sean.
Nah, we'll throw them all in the pool.
Yeah, I like it. So, quick reminder, suggestions for Sunday League players played at a high level. So we had Alex Bruce, we had Mark Kukurea, we had Illiman Ndai, and we had Kevin Davis. All great suggestions, I think. So, as always, get over to the Graham poll on X and vote for who is going to be sent to the island. Right then, are we going to get our three games, Sean?
Let's do it. So, as always, when we have a guest, we give them privileges. And the privilege is to pick our chosen game for, or chosen games, in fact, for keeping up appearances. So, Joey, could you do us a favour, please, and choose three games from this weekend?
Absolutely, yeah.
Can
It's
have
a
Premier League or Championship.
big game, actually, isn't it? Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, even Man City Chelsea. What else we got? Oh, that'll be good. Bournemouth Forest. Do you know what's annoying? There's nowhere they kick off. They're all over the place, aren't they, at the minute in the Prem? Nowhere they kick off, but there's a late one on a Sunday.
Ah, oh, I hate that.
I love that. I was saying earlier, my favourite kickoff is 12:30. I love it. It just starts my weekend off right.
It's the one I'd say that feels most wrong when it's not there.
Yeah.
I think that or that half four on the Sunday, if one of them wasn't there, that'd be the one that'd upset me most. I think I
Yeah.
do quite like watching a Saturday evening one though as well. But yeah, no, I think I know what you mean. If that it starts your weekend off wrong, doesn't it?
Especially since I stopped playing, and then you can actually watch it. Because before, when you're playing, you've got like what 20 minutes. You catch 20 minutes of it, and then you've got to get out and go and play, haven't you? West Ham.
Thank you. Right. So there's our three games. We've got the big one, City Chelsea, the one I'm probably dreading, Bournemouth Forest, and another big one, Villa West Ham. Let's spin the wheel and see what we're playing with. It is Villa West Ham.
Not too bad.
No, not too bad at all. Right, should we get our number? So, as always, 50, 450. We've had some high ones recently, haven't we?
Yeah, something
You could
stupidly
almost
high.
do with a low
Make sure
number.
that doesn't happen.
Oh, it's 340. Why are they so high?
3-4-0.
We could play for either West Ham or Villa, yeah. I'll just let you into a little insight about myself. It took me 3 times to get my maths GCSE, so not my strong suit, but I'll give it a go.
We're pretty bad, to be fair. Our best player, who's like always wins, is the one who's not here. And after that, it's a pretty
It
even
levels the
play
playing field
field.
a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you've got a chance. We've had a few guests win, haven't we? So,
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
fair.
Yeah.
Right, we've got our game, got our number. Does anyone have a possibly a Sunday League song of the week?
Oh, no. Keep picking M5s, they're impossible to pick a song
No,
for.
so it's a tough one though.
Yeah.
How would you go with that?
Song of the week. Anyone who's the son of a singer?
Yeah, we could, oh yeah, like a Nepo baby. That's what we need, isn't
Or Sunday Girl by Blondie.
it? I mean, I'm not against it.
Son of someone.
Well, who's famous and got like, although hasn't
Wasn't Paul McCartney's son in the people who sang Lily the Pink?
Amy out here, hasn't one of the Beckhams just brought a song out?
Yeah, Cruz, isn't it?
Yeah,
Is it Cruz?
Yeah, I
I
think
mean, that's
so,
perfect, then, isn't it?
yeah. I don't
Major,
know what the
major's them
song's
all.
called.
Let me Google a song first. Has anyone heard it? Because you were straight in there, Joey. I think you've been listening to
Oh, I might have done. No, I don't know.
it.
I've seen the clips. I haven't actually heard him.
Okay, so
My
it's.
music knowledge is very limited to Avril Lavigne and Busted. So.
Oh, you're a Busted
Fits in
fan?
well on this podcast.
Yeah, there you
Beats
go.
beats. I love him, man.
Yeah,
I
me too.
actually think my favourite song in the world might be Year 3000. I'll tell you what, my mate's obsessed with Scouting for Girls, and he's literally seen him like 5 times. It's mad.
Yeah. Can I have your mate's number? Because I'm a big fan of Scouting for Girls as well.
Yeah,
I think we'd get on, me
there's two of them. They go together, mate, all the
and
time. Literally, that's like going out drinking, and they're like, "Oh, we can't. We've got Scouting for Girls."
I was at V Festival once when I was a teenager when we were in school, and we were like wandering around the field at like middle of the night or whatever, and we bumped into Scouting for Girls. Honestly,
Oh,
I've
really?
never been so excited in my life. Think about it all the time.
How old were you then?
25.
85, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to. I was about 17.
My mate's still doing it. Now, genuinely, like when they went most recently, like found him backstage and a picture and stuff. They fucking
Maybe,
love
yeah. Obviously, again, I respect it. Takes
him.
it takes a big man to admit that.
Yeah.
So we'll go with Cruz Beckham, and it's called For Ya Love. So YA, For Ya Love by Cruz Beckham.
I don't like it. I don't like the
I
sound.
already hit it.
Right,
I think I got a pretty solid guess, actually.
no, don't say that.
what team, Joey?
Well, yeah, but with my maths again, one for each, actually.
A one for each, is right.
Yeah, because I don't know which one I'm going to go for yet.
I hate this game. Lost all my confidence since I said Chris Riggett.
That was a nightmare.
I
Have you got players?
like stick them down, but
I've
not
got
confident with any.
a couple of West Ham. It's just the high numbers are just so hard to gauge because there's
Do we
got
only have one
to
guess, or can we guess multiple?
be some one
One.
guess.
Oh, that's the problem. You've got to pick.
And you'll
Oh,
pick
more often than
yourself
not,
if
the
you
one
pick
that
the
you
other one.
would have picked is the one.
Yeah.
Are you ready then? Right, let's give our answers then. So I think we'll let Joey go first. It's only fair that he doesn't have his answer stolen.
Right. I've got two names in mind, one for each. Can I tell you both and then just make a decision?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
All right, I've got Gabriel Bonhoeffer.
Sounds good.
Melberg.
Who was the other one?
Melberg. I feel like
Oh,
he
they
was there
both
for
Villa.
ages.
Oh, they
Yeah.
both Villa.
Had it? Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, two for Villa, basically. No, yeah.
The
Melberg.
colours are
Yeah. I always get confused, mate. The fucking clarets and all that.
the
Yeah, no. Let's go for that. Probably Gabriel Bonhoeffer, I think.
same. Okay. Sounds like a
Yeah.
good shout. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Callum, do you want to go next?
Yeah, go on. I had two players for West Ham. One of them I what didn't even realise was still at West Ham until I watched the FA Cup game last week or the week before.
He just Googled
And
him.
he played. Yeah. And then the second one is definitely still at West Ham, but not playing at the moment. But I think he's been there. I think it's been his only club. I think. I'm gonna go Mikel Antonio.
You think that was his only club?
Has
Was he at
he
Forest?
been staying Forest?
Yeah.
Was he, yeah?
Yeah.
What was
Wasn't
he?
he like, so he was Sunday League when he was, he like non-league and then
He was like,
came.
yeah, like pretty, yeah. I honestly didn't know he played for those. He seems to
I
be at
watched them live for Sheffield Wednesday.
did yeah. He seems to be at West Ham for ages.
Yeah, around 8 years, I reckon.
Well, if
Around
it is,
between
if it
Liverpool
is, I'm
appearance,
here.
I think.
I think he's been there for a while, eh? So, yeah, I think the high numbers are so hard to gauge, but I think he seems to have been there for around that 7, 8 season mark. So we'll go with it.
I'm starting checking as well.
Do you want to go now then, Tosh?
Yeah, go on. I've got a load of names written down, mostly centre halves. For some reason, I've got four West Ham centre halves. I don't really know. I think one of them is going to be a lot less. Shall I not say them in case you've have you got any centre halves, Sean?
I've got one, yeah.
Go on, I would say it. But I'm actually going to go along what I said about. I'm going to go for someone who had two spells, and I feel like. I know he will have played a lot because he's a bit of a local, a bit of a legend. I'm gonna go Tony Cottee because I know he started there. I know he signed for Everton in a big money move, and then he went back there. My worry is will he have played enough the first time round and then got much more? So I'm just gonna go with because Chris Rigger did me over, and the last time I had a big number, I went for someone who wasn't sure they played that long. So I know this. I'd be surprised less than 250, say. So yeah, I'm gonna go Tony Cottee, and we're adding up the
Yeah,
scores, aren't
they
we?
combine,
Just to
yeah.
clarify. We'll see about
Right,
that.
I'll go then. And I'll be honest, I'm really struggling here. I've got a keeper who I don't think will be near the number, but I also sometimes don't like going for keepers. I like, as you know, I like going for like my 90s, me Barclaysman kind of thing. I've got a couple of names. I've got Nigel Riakoka, who was mentioned on the Christmas quiz we did. And I really, really like him as an answer, but I don't think he'd be anywhere near 340.
Do you both? You play for both?
You
Did
want
he
to
play
play
for
for
Villa?
good call.
I think he played
Yeah,
for
he did,
Villa.
yeah.
I can't. Do you know what? I'll go with him. I'm just gonna assume he might have been there around that time. I reckon he'd be quite low. I probably lost this one, but I like the idea of going for Nigel Riakoka.
It's a good answer.
What a player!
It's a good KUA answer.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, there you go. But I'm happy to concede defeat if it's low. The other
Yeah.
names were Julian Dix, who was the one who I thought went to a local team because he went to Liverpool, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
And he had Lukas Fabianski as well, just because I know he's been there quite a while. But I think that's a bit boring, so I wanted to go for a nostalgia shout.
My other one was the one who I didn't realise was still playing was Cresswell.
Oh yeah.
Which he seems to be in there for a
Romeo
long
Wood.
time.
He, I th would
Yeah.
that not have been a good answer? Oh no,
Possibly.
he might. He
I
doesn't.
went
He
with
doesn't play that much
Antonio.
anymore, does he? Yeah.
Yeah. But he seems
I
to have been there
had
a long while.
originally James Collins, but I don't think he went to Villa, did he? So he can't be that long. Anton Ferdinand, Winston Reid, James Tompkins. For me, maybe four centre backs. But I all reckon
They've all
none
played
of them
together,
I
haven't
reckon
they?
would be that high because they all left in the and Winston Reid. I reckon Winston Reid would probably be the closest out of all of them. He was
You
there
had
for
all their
ages.
appearances up.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah, I've got it. And Sean's not allowed to add up between the two clubs.
No.
That's not good.
Unlucky Sean. So Sean's not allowed to add up between the both clubs. I'm like, say double it.
Worth it, I don't mind. I'm already languishing at the bottom. Who cares?
No one knows. No one's seen the league table for
That's
months.
true. As far as everyone's concerned, I'm winning this. I
You're
did
typing a
nothing.
column or what?
Yeah, tell you what, Sean, he played for nine clubs. I didn't realise that.
Really? Did he have Forest
Another
as
thing,
well?
not another thing, not in your favour.
The clubs were West Ham, Villa, Wimbledon, Vancouver, Bolton, Montreal, Ipswich, Chivas, Start, and MK Dons.
That's ironic, eh? Playing for Start at the end.
I like him. He's also on here. He's on 5 Live. He's quite a good pundit. I quite like him. Right then, results are
He might be
in.
closer with his pundit appearance as Sean, to be honest.
Yeah. How many times? I don't know how many times he's been on 5 Live on a Monday night. Right then, results are in. We have three decent guesses, I think, and one terrible. So we'll start with the terrible, which was unfortunately Nigel Rio-Coker, who only made 139 appearances for West Ham. So you were 201 out there, Sean. That's Chris Rigger territory, that.
It's a better answer than Chris Rigger.
It's not a better answer than Chris Riggs. It is.
Just for the note, by the way, he was 1-2-4 for Villa, and you didn't realize he played for Villa.
Yeah, that is mad. I had
Yeah.
no recollection of
Anyway, yeah, in third position, we're all now around 50 or less. So all decent guesses, I think, for 340 for them teams. 391 appearances was Gabby Abon-Lahore.
Oh,
So Joey, still a good guess that though. I think that's a hell
yeah.
of a yeah. I think you take that. Might be worth checking his other one just to see whether we're any better with
I've got now off Melbourne.
Melberg. I reckon
Melbourne.
Melberg might be higher me. I feel like we've sort of
He was
touched
there
upon him
for ages.
before, but I don't know. Based on nothing. We then add the final two, me and Callum, 32 out and 17 out, with 308, 32 out was Tony Cotty. Which means Antonio 3-2-3 and only 17 out. So fair play, Callum. Very good guess that one.
Get in. Do we know how many seasons he was there? I'd say.
I can
No.
barely get on the website, let alone get anything else. He played 203 times for Everton. I had no idea he played that much for Everton, to be honest.
He
I had
moved
my head
about
he was
quite a bit, though,
here.
didn't he? Because he was at Leicester and
Oh.
that as well. He moved about quite a bit, didn't he,
Yeah,
quickly?
I just thought, to be honest, I thought he was like only at Everton for like two or three seasons, but shows I know nothing as usual. So,
Yeah. Right, well, fair play, Carl. Well done. Tell you what an
thank
episode for
you.
Callum.
I know, Linky,
yeah.
appearances, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Cool. So, thank you very much, guys, for listening to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. You've made it to the end, so that is usually a good sign. You had a great Linky from Tosh. I was glad to win that one with a bit of competition from Sean, maybe faltered towards the end. A great Maroon 5 looking at Sunday League type players inspired by the great On the Bench podcast. Please go and give that a listen. And then we had our Keeping Up Appearances game at the end, which I took the W there, which I'm very happy about. I've not done too bad over the last recent weeks, but yeah, still not near Bob's level. We do thank Joey for joining us today. Joey, thank you very much for being with us.
Cheers, guys. Honestly, loved it. Spot on.
Great, good stuff. Joey, where can our listeners find you on social medias?
Yeah, do you know what? I just literally tonight put out because obviously the TikTok ban happened in the US and then like the subsequently like revert that. But I started panicking. I think, what if that happened in the UK? So I started like plugging. I've been plugging on my Instagram also. So yeah, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, it's all Joey Jerks. I mean, honestly, username ever, but like I created that because I used to be a teacher in a pupil referral unit, so like I didn't want the kids finding it. But yeah, six years of getting called a fat bastard, I thought move on to TikTok and get called a fat bastard there. Honestly, it's good. Like the first couple of years, I was like, because I'd never done any teaching or anything, and it was like kind of I was doing a bit of marketing, but just sort of fell into this job. But then I was getting called a fat nonce, you know, so. And that was just by HR, so no, I do sessions now out in the community helping people who struggle with mental health and wellbeing. So it's like I can choose the session and I can like Basically, so I've been like on some days I'm playing five a side for men's mental health well-being in this class.
Yeah, that's boss.
No, it's miles better.
That's right. Good stuff. Good. So, guys, please do go and follow Joey on all his socials. Please do keep up on our socials as well and vote and like and subscribe and share and everything else. And we will see you next week.